Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarling. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, a couple of opportunities you're going to share with us with the K-State and the Research Extension Office, and I'm excited to hear about them.
Yes. So last October, when we were on the K-State campus for our annual K-State Extension Conference, they announced that K-State is forming an Institute for Community Health and Well-Being. And so it operationalizes our commitment to One K-State, which is to integrate teaching, research, and engagement to really address those complex challenges that are facing our rural communities in Kansas. It also, of course, will serve communities and improve lives across the state. So this really does align with the Kansas Board of Regents building a future strategic plan. And K-State recognizes that economic prosperity depends on the health and well-being of our Kansas communities. So I will share more information as it becomes available. But again, this is an opportunity for our communities to gain resources, expertise, really working with K-State to, again, we work on the health and well-being of our communities. Another opportunity that I wanted to share, and again, we heard about this opportunity last October during annual conference, and that is the Presidential Engagement Fellows. And this program really connects K-State's most dynamic faculty with external audiences. So they really, want to get out into our communities, get out across Kansas, visit with civic organizations, schools, community colleges, other groups within our communities. And they really highlight the land-grant mission and the strength of higher education in Kansas. So I'm going to quickly just talk about, there are seven fellows. I'm just going to quickly talk about each one of those. So those that are listening this morning have more information about what's available. And again, we are that connection to the K-State. The first one is Stephen Higgs, PhD. He's a Biosecurity Research Institute Director and the Associate Vice President for Research, the Piney Professor of Biosecurity, and a University Distinguished Professor in Diagnostic Medicine and Pathobiology. So he really works in the area of understanding human, livestock, plant, and foodborne pathogens, and grows the expert workforce to prepare and protect the United States from biological threats to ag. Our second one is Cassandra Jones, PhD. She's in the Department of Animal Science and Industry and in the College of Ag, and she really works in the area of animal nutrition and is internationally recognized researcher focused on preventing pathogens in animal feed. Our third one is Teresa Merritt Cassidy. She's with the Department of English Writing Center. She's the assistant director and a senior instructor in the College of Arts and Sciences. And she's part of a team that's researching and developing resources for teaching in the age of AI. So really working on the best practice for writing and AI. The next one is Brandon Savage. He's with the Department of Management instructor with the College of Business Administration. And he draws on his background in business and AI consulting to help connect students, businesses, and community groups in meaningful, service-driven ways. A few more is Darren Smith. He is a PhD. He's with K-State Olathe. He's the Associate Dean of Faculty Research and Administration and an Associate Professor. And he's a champion of collaboration, innovation, and lifelong learning. We also have Yu-Ting Bon, PhD. She's with the Department of Hospitality Management and Assistant Professor in the College of Health and Human Sciences. And her research really focuses on the intersection of strategic sustainability and corporate governance and innovation within hospitality and consumer sciences. And then our last fellow is Dr. Linda Yarrow. She's with the School of Health Sciences. She's an Assistant Professor in the College of Health and Human Sciences. She's a registered dietitian and a certified diabetes care and education specialist. And she's really passionate about empowering communities to live healthier lives. And she's worked with directly with communities to make nutrition and wellness practical and achievable. So, Blake, that's just a really quick snapshot of the Presidential Engagement Fellows. I'm already thinking about ways that we can bring these fellows to our community, perhaps one or two across our district, to share, again, their knowledge, their expertise with the citizens that live in our Frontier District.
It sounds like phenomenal opportunities. Make sure you guys get plugged in and find out where you can get connected. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredith's Union Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.